this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. This particular episode is also going to be cross-posted to comic book noise, which can be found at comicbooknoise.com. Yeah. Still don't know if I want to give contact information since nobody contacts me. However, a lot of the feedback that I get for either show and probably for this one will come from either YouTube comments or comments on Facebook. So there you go. Was it youtube.com/deliberate noise? I don't think I've talked about that. Anyway, all right, I'm done procrastinating with getting what I need to get to. All right, on May 7th, I woke up very early in the morning for me. And I saw a photo on Facebook. It was from Firefly. It's two photos put together, first one and the second one. The first one is Shepherd Book talking to Kaylee. I think that's her name. Jewel State. She says, how come you don't care where you're going? And then the next caption is him saying, because how you get there is the worthier part. Now, I saw this. I shared it. And I said in the caption, for some reason I read the second caption as, because now you get their worthless part, which makes absolutely no sense. But hey, let's face it. Let's face it. Book wasn't really needed. And even though I just woke up, I'm still tired. So, that's my poor reading comprehension. And I meant what I said. I didn't think that Shepherd Book was needed on the show. There was no reason for him, at least that as far as I could see, for him to be in with those hookers, killers, and smugglers. It just made absolutely no sense to me. And one of my friends pointed out that Book could have been utilized more in future seasons. We'll never know, and yes, it still hurts. Now, I'm not as hurt by the Firefly cancellation as most people are, because when Firefly first came on, I tried to watch it, and I found it a confusing mess. Okay? Now, it wasn't for years later that I found out why I found it was a confusing mess, because the episodes were aired out of order. And so, like, the introduction of the different characters, they weren't, I watched the first episode. Well, what was aired is the first aired episode, and it made no sense. It's like, who are these people? What are they doing? And it's just like, what? Oh, who cares? I think I made it through the first episode. I kind of doubt it. When Firefly was first canceled, it had absolutely no effect on me, for good or for bad. I wasn't one of those people say, yeah, it's about time that worthless ass show got canceled, or oh man, it got canceled. It was just like, Firefly, which one was that? oh yeah, you know, that's what my reaction was. Now later on, and to this day, I see that Fox still has this bad habit of airing episodes out of order, which is okay when you are dealing with a show like The Simpsons or Married with Children or any kind of half hour. If you're dealing with a half hour sitcom or a full hour procedural, it doesn't matter if it's aired out of order or not. Now, if you're dealing with a show like Almost Human, where yes, it's a procedural, but there are season long subplots, then you run the risk of screwing things up. And Fox likes to do that. They did it with Firefly. They did it with the Dollhouse. You know, they switched some around because they wanted, you know, I guess to make the series sexier or who knows. I don't know why you wouldn't just, if somebody says, hey, this is a story we're trying to tell, here are the ones in order. It takes a lot of balls to sit up there and say, yeah, this way is much better. You know, and I realize that the network executives are thinking of things more from a, how can we get the biggest audience as quick as possible so that we can sell enough ad space to have advertisers come back so we can keep this show going? I understand that. But when you have a show like Firefly, which was created by somebody with a pedigree, you know, the way I understand it, Fox went to him because Buffy the Vampire Slayer did so well, you know, and they wanted another Buffy the Vampire Slayer type show, and what they got was, you know, a Western United, an outer space. But they just should have trusted him, you know. Same thing with J.J. Abrams and Dollhouse, you know, just give the guy a little bit of leeway, you know, let's see what he can come up with. But they also do it. They did it with a show called Johnny Zero. I know that I've mentioned Johnny Zero before. It was a show that came on Fridays. It was about I think he was an ex-con who got out of jail. And he's trying to put his life together. But in the meantime, he just came across stuff that TV ex-cons come across, you know. And I'm saying TV ex-cons because I've known some ex-cons who've gotten out of prison. And they have trouble finding jobs. They have trouble staying out of trouble because most of the people that they know are kind of sketchy. You know, well, they know me and I'm not sketchy, but you know what I mean? It's like if everybody around you, including members of your family, are criminals or ex-criminals, you're going to get in trouble. You know, but Johnny Zero, he was an ex-con. I think he became like a private eye or some TV/Hollywood thing for him. But they aired things completely out of order, including like either a character getting killed in one episode and then two episodes he's back to life as if nothing had happened, you know, or somebody got back together with a girlfriend or they broke up with a girlfriend. And it was just like stuff like that. They also did it recently with a show called Surviving Jack. You can't tell me those shows weren't aired out of order, because in one of them, the son is pining after this girl, and the next thing you know, they're a couple, and then it's like, oh, okay. And then the next thing you know, another episode shows how he impressed her enough to, you know, it's just like they do stuff like that, you know. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because some episodes look better on paper. But that's one thing, because usually the people who do that, they've seen the episodes, or at least part of the episodes leading up to that point. So if you see a bunch of different episodes, and the one that really stuck out to you was the train robbery episode, then you'd be thinking, oh yeah, let's move that one up. Although you had to build up to the train episode. You know what I mean? They should use some sort of common sense, but we're talking about, like I said, TV executives, and they don't want common sense. They want as many eyeballs as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, what they do is they turn off any potential eyeballs because people are like, this makes absolutely no sense to me. Why am I wasting my time with this? It's Friday night. I just got paid. I'm going out. You know what I mean? Or it's Friday night. Let's sit around. Let's go out to eat, honey. You know, let's take the kids out to eat. Or, there's nothing good on TV. Why should I waste my time? So, yeah, that's a long way to just saying. I saw the first episode, and it did nothing for me, you know. And so Firefly just went out of my mind. It was just a non-entity to me. It was nothing. And then I was listening to Comic Geek Speak, and that was Jamie. Jamie D'Alessandro, who recently passed, was talking about an upcoming movie called Serenity, you know, and he explained that it was based on this TV show called Firefly that got canceled, and that if this does good, then maybe there'll be more Firefly in the future. And that still didn't move me to want to go out to see this movie based on this TV show that I didn't like the first time around. But at that point, Firefly got on my radar again because Jamie's opinion when I first started listening to Comic Geek Speak was kind of like more in line with mine. And I think that's what happens with most group podcasts. There's always somebody whose opinions and likes and dislikes are, or let's just say the opinions are more along the lines of yours. And then as you start listening further and further into the catalog, not even the back catalog, but also once going forward, likes and dislikes also get factored in. And I will admit that Jamie started off as my favorite host, but he didn't like Love and Rockets. You know, he didn't like Love and Rockets. And I think he said that Comic Book Noise just wasn't his type of thing. And I don't blame him because it's not for most people. But when he said he didn't like Love and Rockets, he lost big points with me. And then that's when I noticed that Peter Rios, another host, he and I liked a lot of the same things at the same time, even though I'm much older than he is. I think I might be almost like 10 years older than him. But a lot of the things, like I said, a lot of the things that he liked, that I liked, we liked around the same time. You know, he was reading the Wolfman Perez New Teen Titans around the same time I was. You know, we were just like 10 years apart in age. But anyway, so Serenity came on my radar, and I forgot why I decided to pick it up. But I picked up the movie Serenity on DVD. I still have the DVD downstairs. And I watched it, and I was like, wow, this was really good, you know. And unfortunately didn't do good at the box office, so there aren't any more live action Firefly things, but I'll get to that in a second. So I watched this movie and I was really blown away with the story. I really, truly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And if it had been, well, first off, if there was more publicity, because I don't recall seeing many commercials for Serenity when it was out in the theaters, you know, or when the DVD was coming out. I think Comic Geek Speak did more to let me know about the show, about the movie than was it Fox's 20th Century Fox's marketing department. Just like Sci-Fi Dig did more to let me know about the DVD coming out than 20th Century Home Video's marketing department did, you know. So it's really one of those word of mouth things that just worked, you know. So after I watched the movie and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and if they had emphasized more that it was a science fiction action adventure movie rather than a continuation of a failed television show, I think it would have done a lot better, especially with people who knew nothing about the TV show like myself, you know, because I really enjoyed it. But, and I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, that movie featured the death of Shepherd Book, right? So right off the bat, to me, I already know the ending of his story. So anything from Firefly itself is just going to be like, okay, well, I know how this guy ends. Just like there's another character whose name I can't remember. I think it's Wash. Yeah, I know how their stories end, you know. But that got me to want to watch the actual television show, which I did. It's only, 11 episodes or 13 episodes, something like that. And I'll tell you right now, this was before the Firefly Complete Series box set came out. So I took to, alternative means, torrents, to watch the television show. And once again, I really enjoyed it. I was like, okay, now, leading up to the train robbery makes a lot more sense. I have a better idea of who these characters are and why they are doing the things that they're doing. You know, there's a history with these characters now that didn't exist first time around. And by the way, I do now own the Firefly complete series on DVD. In fact, I'm going to probably do a rewatch of that pretty soon. No, I shouldn't say rewatch of the DVDs because I've never cracked open the DVDs. In fact, I think it's still in its plastic wrap, wrapped in plastic. But I'm going to watch it again. But after Serenity, which, like I said, it wasn't a big hit. It didn't have enough live action stuff to come back. What happened is that I guess that they realized that, okay, we can't do anything live action wise, but we can do comic books based on this, right? And I have it was put out by Dark Horse. It's downstairs. I should have grabbed it. But there was something about Left Behind, like All We Left Behind or something like that. But it was like the first Firefly / Serenity miniseries that I'm aware of that came out. So it's like the rights holders know, okay, we can make some money off of this. Not a whole hell of a lot. Not enough to warrant making another television show or another movie, but there is enough interest here to do something with these characters. Now, Going back to my Facebook post, Dave Slusher asked, did I read the comic that Chris Somney drew? Now, assuming that that story is canon, then his backstory is way cooler than anything in the TV show or movie. Right? Now, I realize the very first thing I know about Shepherd Book is that he ends up dying. Okay? And then I saw his other adventures with the crew of the Serenity. I hadn't heard of this book, which is called Serenity, The Shepherd's Tale. And it is his backstory. And oh my God, this is, it's, to me, it's not really a very long book. But it's got a lot of readability. I read it once. And then when I got done, I was like, oh my God, Shepherd Book went from being a character that I, like I said, they could have done without him, to probably being now my favorite character on the show. Just from reading that. That's why I really want to go back and watch the, I'm going to do it right this time. Watch the television show, and then I'm watching the movie to see if they really have enough hints at what they say in that book, because the book fleshed him out, and it was based on notes from Joss Whedon. You know, so even if it's not canon, I think it might be, you know, even if they don't explicitly say, hey, this is canon, this takes place, right? It should be. And quite frankly, anything that Joss Whedon writes story-wise or script-wise regarding Firefly should be taken as canon, because this isn't like Star Wars in their extended universe, which, by the way, different topic. Recently, I guess somebody over at Disney revealed that, yeah, you know, that Star Wars extended universe stuff we did, yeah, none of that's going to count. The only thing that's going to count are apparently what's in the movies. And I don't even know if they're going to include stuff from the Clone Wars television show, which I was always under the impression was canon, you know. Quite frankly, they should, because I've only watched like 4 episodes of Clone Wars television show, because it's on Netflix, but it's some good stuff. You know, there was a Clone Wars movie, animated movie, that sucked so much ass. Oh, its lips were brown and crusty, you know? I mean, it was just, it was just really bad. It was hard to get through. And so I never gave the television show much of a shot. But now that I'm watching it, the TV show is really good. The TV show is actually, quite frankly, more like a comic book come to life, you know? But, of course, as usual, I digress. But you can't do that with Star Wars, because there are so many people writing so many stories that finally they said, you know what? It doesn't matter if we were going to consider this canon. We can't now, because it's just like so much stuff. Those to say this is canon and this isn't. So just forget it. With just the movies and possibly the television show, nothing else counts. But with, I see Firefly the same way I see Babylon 5. With Babylon 5, anything that is official, you know, if it, any of the way I understand it, the television show, the movies, the comic book, and the official novels are all canon. They all count. And that's something that they could do with Firefly / Serenity if they chose to. Now they say, hey, if this has our official stamp of approval on it, then it counts. So that this backstory for Shepherd Book, which is called The Shepherd's Tale, counts. Now, when I was reading this book, I just kept thinking to myself, because I went into it, you know, kind of cynically. I want to read it. I know that Chris Somni, at the very least, the Chris Somni artwork was going to be worth it, you know. But I went in thinking to myself, let's see if this is something that they could have actually had on a television show, or if they're just making, you know, just making shit up just to keep people quiet. Because there are a lot of times where they will write, where people will write something in a novel or in a comic book that they never ever would do on a television show or or in a movie. You know, it's, they just say, you know what, we're going to take creative license and we're just going to do all kinds of crazy ass shit. You know, I could picture the story of Shepherd Book. I could picture that, you know, the Shepherd's Tale as a episode of Firefly. You know, it worked. Oh my God, did it work? You know what? I'm just going to just say right now, I will recommend, you know, better late than never, I recommend Firefly, a complete series, a DVD set. I don't even know if there's any extras on it, but I recommend it for the episodes alone. I recommend Serenity, the movie, and I recommend Serenity, The Shepherd's Tale. And there's another one that I have downstairs that I can't remember, but I'll talk about that on the next episode. But I recommend that one as well. There you go. And apparently there is a current series out called Leaves on the Wind that Dave also has recommended. So I'm going to wait for that one to come out in trades. Steve Raker from Indie Comic Book Noise at IndieComicBookNoise.com says that that Shepherd's Tale is a must-read out of all the Serenity books. And yes, Whedon's... tells Whedon's unfilmed backstory for Book. So, yeah. Shepherd Book... The reason I didn't really like him, because they didn't really do a whole much for him. And like I said, I knew him as somebody who dies, you know. He just seemed like he was there to give the cast some sort of diversity, you know. You got to have a preacher trying to save these sinners, I guess. And he's sort of needed for black audiences to know, say, hey, yeah, we do survive. You know, the more racist elements in our current society, in this timeline at least, they don't crush us completely. So yeah, it's really a good story. And there are some, there's like one really huge twist I did not see coming. When I got right to the middle of the book and I read that, I actually had to stop for a second, just go, whoa, you know, I really have to process this. In fact, you know what? I might go into more depth about this book on a spoiler-filled episode. I'm not promising anything. All I'm promising now is that I think I'm going to go downstairs and get my DVD. I can't. I've got other stuff to do. And if I get started watching Firefly, I'm not going to get anything done today. One thing I can promise is I'll be back soon with another episode. Thank you for listening. Take it easy.